Over the last year, we've spent a lot of time and effort figuring out new ways to broadcast our message. In an effort to make sure everyone still feels connected, we've gotten wide with our communication. But is it time to go deeper in building relationships? What does relationship building look like in 2021 and beyond? Today, we talk about how to use those same tools we've created to broadcast our messaging to shift to building deeper relationships with your audience.
Hey, Church Communicator. Welcome to the Church Juice Podcast. I'm Brian Haley, the producer of Church Juice, and I'm joined, as always, with my co-host, Jeanette Yates. We are here energizing church communications.
Yes, we are. And I am so excited to welcome one of my favorite, very energetic people, Brandi Jones, to the podcast today. Brandi is the marketing specialist for Women's Missionary Union of Texas. Did I get that right, Brandi?
That is a mouthful, right? Yes.
And you're the social media specialist at your church, right?
Yeah, I'm the marketing specialist for WMU of Texas, a lot shorter. And yeah. I'm also the social media manager for Westside Baptist Church in Lewisville, Texas. It's a fun job. In my full-time job, I get to kind of help tell the story of WMU of Texas because we've been around for over, 133 years.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, our ministry, our statewide ministry has kind of, you know, seen a decline in the last few years. So we're trying to kind of breathe some new life into it and share a light on the mission work that is happening across the state and how
That's
you
exciting.
Can be a part of that. Pretty cool. So WMU, if you don't know what that is, because I know a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah.
We're about like empowering people to participate in missions and how to live a missional lifestyle. And we actually have like groups that you could do at your church for preschool and children and students and young adults and adults.
Wow.
We kind of help you create these local groups in your church that are missions focused. And it's a pretty awesome organization. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
How long have you been there?
Not long. So I started a week before the shelter in place orders.
Oh, great.
In the state. Yeah, my goal is to get in there and learn for about a year about the organization. And yeah, I got in there in a week into the job. They're like, hey, you know, we're not online, so help us do that.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not on social.
Yeah. Well, speaking of social, you do spend a lot of time on social media for both of your jobs. You know, one of the things I want to ask you is how has Facebook and Instagram made an impact on the role of your ministry? So like thinking about it from the WMU perspective, but also in your work with just your church, like how has maybe getting WMU on social media, how has that made an impact in your ministry?
Yeah, that's a great question because it reconnected us to our community. You know, I think pre-COVID, we were very one way, you know, just about let us send you an email about what we're working on and then come to our event twice a year. We have this huge event that's where 700 people come and that's where they can kind of have that relationship. They can connect with one another, fellowship. But when COVID happened, we used Facebook and Instagram to say, you know, one, you're not alone. We're still here. Let's connect. Let's see what you're doing. Because we had no idea what the ministries across the state at our 5,300 churches were doing. So we created like a space in Facebook groups. And that allowed us to do life together 24/7. You know, even though we're not able to meet, we can still check in on one another. So that's been a wonderful experience. And I'm actually trying to do the same with our church. Mm-hmm. As well.
How's that going?
It's going.
Okay.
No, I haven't been. So I've been a member at this church for a year, but okay. I just joined the social media ministry in the last month or about a month and a half now. So it's been trying to change the mindset of because we only used our platform to communicate that we had a Sunday service coming up. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, we also have a Wednesday service coming up.
Right.
So
right.
we're moving from just kind of letting people know that that's happening to, okay, let's provide some value here. You know, what concerns are you facing in life? How can we make our content speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you talked a little bit about how when you started at WMU a year ago, you know, just over a year ago, they really didn't have a social media presence. And you guys kind of started that. I think a lot of churches are kind of in the same boat. Either they didn't have online streaming before COVID, or they didn't really have an online presence, and suddenly everything is shut down, and so we have to have an online presence, right? So what would you say to those churches who have expanded into new ways to broaden their message, but now they're trying to figure out how to make it manageable and how to make it more sustainable. What would you say to those churches?
Yeah, I would say about be intentional with how you're using the platform. A lot of times that, you know, a manager starts with a social media presence and they don't really know what to do. So they're kind of all over the place. What's kind of worked for us is to say, we know exactly what we're going to be posting because we've created this content template. We know exactly how we're going to use our Facebook platform. That's going to be our platform to build relationships. Our Instagram platform is going to be the one to share the stories of our members and what we're doing, you know, as a church. And during my full-time job at WMU, it's our platform to share how we're doing missions, you know, across the state. So knowing exactly how we're using our platform and then doing that, you know, what we, the right. goals that we set forth, that's kind of made our job easier and it allows us to keep it going, you know, in the future. I would also say that we need to remember that our platforms are an extension of our ministry. We see it, social media, as a tool, but I'm like, no. You know, it's, yeah, it is a tool, but it's also a ministry. You know, how can we use it to disciple one another? How can we use it to connect and build relationships? So just remembering that and being intentional with your use, I think will help you at least in the next few years as we figure this out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, I see this in the social media marketing space that's like, social media isn't the strategy. It's the tool to help you use your strategy. You have to go ahead and develop the strategy, to your point, to develop the content for the strategy, and then using social media to execute it. One of the things I want to dive into now, though, is, I mean, you're never going to not broadcast an event, like right. tell people that there's an event. Now, you might stop telling people that there's church every single Sunday. Maybe that's just on a place on your Facebook page, for example, or in your highlights on Instagram. But, you know, when something big is happening, you're going to broadcast that information. Yes. But there's also what we're talking about today, which is that building relationship. And I would love for you to tell our listeners, what does that look like practically? Like, how might that look on a church Instagram? Or you can even talk about it from the WMU account as well. But how does that look like for a church? How do they balance that? We need to tell you that something is happening, but also we want to show you what God is doing in and through the people of our church.
Right.
What does that look like practically?
You know, when I started at WMU, I wanted to make sure that, you know, yes, we promoted, you know, we have these events and, you know, our offering, our state offering that we want you to contribute and participate with. But also, you know, our account isn't just here to just talk at you, right? We also want to know what's happening in your life. We want to know what's happening in your ministries. So one of the ways that for WMU, what we did is we created a Facebook group, which allowed us to have two-way communication. That worked really well. For the church, that's a little bit different ministry, right? You know, versus a statement ministry. One of the things that we did is that we went from, on our live stream, very simple task. We went from just putting it out there, not talking in the live stream, to actually engaging with our members. And that has blown up. You know, we went from 20 comments and now we have over 300 comments in our live stream each Sunday. On Wednesdays, you know, we have around 100 asking people to tell us how their week is going and how can we pray for you. And my favorite, just welcoming you and saying, you know, hey, Sister Sally, welcome back. You know, that kind of makes people feel like we're not just a follower, we're not just a member, we're actually someone that you have a human connection with. We also ask questions, which that was huge for us to change our content a little bit from, again, just broadcasting to what's going on with you this week. Or just a general question like, you know, what's the best place to go out to eat after church on Sunday? You know, we just want to have some fun with you. And that actually has allowed us to have some more information about our audience so we can actually provide content that's a little bit more catered to them. But then now I know also if I want to do a giveaway, where to get a gift card, you know, like that.
Right.
We're using that data to learn. And messaging, you know, messaging has been really great for us, using the DMs to say, you know, hey, we prayed for you last week. How's everything going? You know,
right.
And our messaging has doubled throughout the last couple of months because now people are like, oh, they want to know. I want to go and tell the church, you know, what's happening in my life. Yeah, we love that connection that we're building.
I really like how you're using, like you said, the DMs or, you know, the messenger inside the Facebook platform. That really does show a shift that's happening, I think, in communication, because we went from no social media to social media and then everything communicating out big, big, big. And now the trend is coming back to that more smaller in the groups, in the DMs, in the, you know, Messenger. And I think that's because people are craving that more personal connection. I know my kids use social media all the time, but if you were to pull up their public profile, you would see nothing on there because everything is happening in the DMs. For the younger generations also, that personal connection is very, very important.
We're seeing that, you know, we're starting to see our members talk more, which tells me that they want that connection. So instead of ignoring that, you know, that trend, let's hop on it and let's cultivate it and let's see where that goes. And we've only met twice in the past year as a congregation.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited to see as we build these relationships online, how is that going to translate to when we do get back in service? We know it's not going to be the same. We know we're going to have, you know, the in-person and we're going to have a live stream component to it. But I really think people are going to be like, ooh, you know, Westside really cares about us. And I want to definitely get back into church and get more involved. So hopefully.
Absolutely. So for a church who's just getting started, maybe even a smaller church, so they don't have like the full team right now or, you know, a staff that's devoted to social media or even to communication, how would you encourage them to make this transition from broadcasting to building relationships? I mean, we talked about obviously groups and messages, but practically speaking, like, how do we make that transition? What does that transition even look like?
Well, I mean, it starts with just being intentional, right? Going back, I'm always going to focus on that. Be intentional with your content and your engagement. So I think the very first thing you can do is just start having conversations online. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Any church in Texas, you probably have a live stream right now. And live streams have the chat feature on YouTube. And I don't know if it maybe on your website or in your app or on Facebook. Well, just start asking people, how's it going? And start welcoming them. And that's an easy way to start. You know, when I speak with churches around the state, I always ask them, you know, what's your live stream? I want to hop on Sunday. And every single time I do that, the church is not talking to anyone in that live stream. So I'm like, that's a great opportunity for you just to do life with someone, at least for an hour, you know, on Sunday. The other thing I would do is say, make room in your content schedule to, again, ask a question or just start engaging with people. If you're the manager of a social media page and someone posts something publicly, you know, see if you can swap your profile to the church and respond back to that person if they're celebrating an anniversary or maybe their child just did something great in sports or at school. You know, as a church, be like, hey, we just wanted to say congratulations and, you know, we have something for you when we get back together on Sunday. You know, that's just you being intentional about seeking out those relationships. And then one thing that you can do right now, and I don't see a lot of churches doing this, is we're actually responding to people who comment on their content. So many times, you know, we'll put out something, a post, and then someone will actually stop scrolling, you know, read the post and then comment. That's a lot of effort, right? On social media.
Right.
And then we won't, as the brand or the church, say anything in return. I'm like, we're just telling
that. It just sits there.
Yeah, it's just there. I was like, you're telling that person you don't value them. And I don't know how anyone else feels, like when I interact with like brands like Southwest Airlines or whatever, I get upset when they don't respond. So I know it's probably the same.
That's valid. Yeah.
And you also feel very cool when they do respond. You're like, oh my gosh. Listen, guys, I shared on Twitter the other day that one of my favorite Italian dishes is tortellini alla panna. And I mentioned that it had Parmigiano Reggiano cheese and the cheese followed me back. The cheese. And I was
awesome.
I've made a cheese has followed me on Twitter. So I was very excited. So
how cool are you, Jeanette?
But yeah, I mean, I think obviously that's a silly example, but that is the type, you know, we get that feeling when, yes, we love it when the pastor or the church secretary or the, you know, youth leader comments on our post personally, but it is also cool to have the church speak into whatever is going on that we're celebrating on social media or something like that. So that's really cool.
I know something else that, you know, now that you brought up the whole cheese thing, like they saw me, they acknowledged me. You know, one of the things that we're playing around with now is as we go out there as a manager in our social media team, we go out there and we look for what's happening in our members' lives and our followers' lives. And if we come across a post that's appropriate to share, you know, something great that's happened, we share that to our public page. And our members really love that content. And now, because we're starting to do that, now they want to share, right? Like they're DMing us like, oh, you know, so-and-so happened. Can you share it to the page?
That happened to me when I was working at my church. You have the Women's Missionary Union. We have United Methodist Women at my church. And they were mostly a group of senior citizens. And they would have a couple events a year. And I would go and take pictures. And I posted one on social media. And I got several emails and a couple of phone calls that were like, I would also like to see my picture profile on the main page. Thank you. And so they do love when they get acknowledged, and especially this group, because they were, you know, sometimes feeling less acknowledged because they were in that, you know, they're not the youth going on the mission trip or whatever, but, you know, being able to share about what they were doing, they were very excited for that. So two reasons to share. Yes.
For sure.
I love it.
Brandy, you shared the answer to this on your Instagram earlier this week or last week. But what are some of the churches that are doing things well? If you can just give us a church that's building relationships really well online and then just kind of tell us what they're doing.
So, you know, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm always looking for churches and I'm like, okay, I haven't really found a bunch of churches that are doing relationships well that I can see from the front end, right? They could be doing a ton behind the scenes. Two that I love are Fellowship Church in Grand Junction, Colorado. And actually, let me add another one, Valley Dell Church in Birmingham. Those two churches are really great about asking questions, getting to know their followers, and they actually spend the time to respond, but they don't just like respond like, okay, that's great, right? They ask open-ended questions. So they keep the conversation going. And if you're a social media marketer, you know that algorithms love, you know, conversations in the thread. So that's going to, you know, keep your posts alive a little bit longer. So I love what they're doing, but they also provide value added content. They know who their target audience is. They know what their pain points are, their challenges, their celebrations, you know, all of that. And they're providing content that speaks to that. And that's what's going to stop the scroll, right? That content that has you thinking they're in my mind, that makes you feel, I was just going through that. I needed to see this post.
So what's an example of value added content? Because I think that's definitely a marketing term. I think that, you know, if you're in marketing, secular world, like that makes sense. But if you're in ministry, you may not understand what value-added content actually is. So can you give us an example of what that looks like?
Yeah, so that's one. I tell people, you have to know who your audience is and you have to know what they're going through in life. What are they experiencing right now? A great example of this is I go to a African-American church and this last year has been rough, right? Just with everything that's going on in the world. So instead of not acknowledging that, like not putting any type of content out there, we decided to talk about it. You know, how does what's happening in the world making you feel right now? That's value added. It's acknowledging that you're going through something and we see that and we want to, one, maybe put out something encouraging to give you hope during this time, or maybe ask you a question so we can just get your, see where your heart's at. And then that kind of information is value added on two points, right? One, you're building that relationship with your followers, but two, it tells us as ministry leaders, okay, this is where we need to work on. You know, if we know that our congregation is struggling, okay, and we know that they're struggling in this aspect, maybe we need to focus our Wednesday night Bible study on this topic, or maybe we need to get the pastor to do a video talking about this, or maybe do a Zoom call offline, you know, and have those conversations. So it's, like I said, it's value added on both fronts. So that's one example, but it's just knowing your audience and what they're
going
through.
That's helpful, I think.
Providing content.
Yeah, absolutely. You talked earlier about how at your church, you guys have really only met, I think, did you say twice in the last year? So when we talk about building relationships online, what do you think that's going to look like when it's both online and in person? How do you bridge that? What do you think that that's going to look like in the future?
That's a great question. And those are conversations that we're having behind the scenes right now because we don't know, right? We're actually trying to figure out right now at church, how can we meet in person whenever we do come back together later this year, but also make sure that our relationships and congregation or the members online that we built this past year, they still feel hard and everything. So one of the things that we're doing, and we've actually done this in the past few months, is that we use our pulpit, because we do have some people in the church when we record. We're not just talking to you in the building. We make sure that the pastor and the worship leader actually talks to the people watching online. And they do a great job. Our minister of music, he's always right before worship starts, hey, talk to us in the chat. Let us know, you know, what's going, or type this in the chat if you completely feel me. And our pastor asks questions in the chat. He's intentional about acknowledging the people online. So that's one thing we do know we're going to continue going forward to make sure people in the building and online.
I think that's really helpful. So one last question. If you could say one thing to a church to help them make this shift from broadcasting a message to building relationships, what would that one thing be?
Can I go back to what I've already said?
Absolutely.
Intentional about how you're using your platform. If you decide today, you know, April 30th, I want to start building relationships, well, then be intentional about doing that. You know, what does that look like? And if you're not really sure, just start with a conversation starter. You know, get the conversation flowing on whatever platform you're using.
Well, and I think what you're saying, and this, I'm going to throw out another marketing term, but it's pretty obvious what it means, but but we can talk about it for just a second before we wrap up. What you're talking about, Brandy, is going from saying something to somebody to listening to what they have to say. And so a conversation means you might start the conversation by asking a question, but then you really need to listen to what they're saying. And then, of course, you also mentioned kind of like that quote, market research, where you're actually like paying attention to what they are posting, what's going on in their lives, how they're responding, and then using that to generate more content to keep the conversation going or dive deeper into things that they're concerned about. So I think that that is the next step. Most churches, if not all, were, you know, they got on board with live stream, they got on board with broadcasting. We're now moving into that. Let's take this to a deeper level, building relationships, discipleship, all that kind of stuff. And then part of that is learning how to listen, just like you would if you were only meeting in person. You know, there's no TV, there's no automobiles, there's no nothing, and you're just walking around on the roads. You're listening to each other, you're talking, you're engaging. I've mentioned your Instagram. I haven't mentioned your handle yet, but I know that's one of my favorite places to follow you. But I want you to let the listeners know, if they want to see, you know, the content that you're sharing for churches, where can they find that? And where can they reach out to you if they have more questions?
You can reach out to me on all the platforms. I'm a little sad to say that. I am Brandy Jo. And yeah, just feel free to follow and really just feel free to interact. You know, I value that. Let's chat about what's going on. You can also reach me. I have a website, although it's a little outdated, so no judging. I need to work on getting it updated, but I am brandyjo.com. And if you have any questions about, you know, just what WMU is, you know, I definitely want you to check that out as well. And you can go to WMUTX.org to learn more about our organization, or just to see how we're using social media to build relationships there. So thank you so much, guys.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been fun. I love it.
Well, we love being able to talk with church communicators from across the globe. And we believe that every church and every church communicator's story is unique and valuable. So this week, we'll be continuing today's discussion on Church Juice's Insiders Facebook group. You can join the Insiders group, as well as get today's show notes and a discussion guide for leading your own team talk by going to churchjuice.com/podcast.
Church Juice's podcast is a listener-supported production of Reframe Ministries, a family of programs designed to help you see your whole life reframed by God's gospel story. Church Juice is produced by Brian Haley, with post-production by audio engineer Nate Morris in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information about Church Juice, visit churchjuice.com. For more information on Reframe Ministries and our family of programs, visit reframeministries.org.